Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
I had a harrowing ride into work on Monday morning. But in retrospect, I'm glad everything happened the way it did.
Because you feel like the universe intervened in order to save your fiancé Callie's life.
Or maybe somebody else's life. But this is... I was driving to work on Monday morning, and I was driving in Callie's car. She was overdue for an oil change. Callie is my fiance. Callie was overdue for an oil change, and I said, like the week before, hey, I'll take your car in one of these days. So if you ever wake up and your car's gone, that means I'm taking it, and then after work, I'll take it to the DeKalb Tire, and they'll do the oil change, right?
Yeah.
And so... All these things.
That's very chivalrous of you.
I'm very chivalrous. So the whole week before, so just random stuff kept coming up. Like one day I was going to take it in. Like I had nothing to do in the afternoon. I'm like, oh, today's the day I'll do it. And I just forgot. Like I got halfway to the radio station. I'm like, oh, crap. I'm driving my car. So all these things just kind of fell into place. And then there are different like lunches after work or just things that would have made me busy. So I totally whiffed on it the week before. And then Sunday night, I thought, oh, tomorrow I'm going to take your car in. So I put her keys on top of my wallet so I would see it and remember it. And I drove in. Now, there's a whole bunch of other circumstances around her car that make me think that the universe was conspiring.
Okay.
Like... She's very much a rule follower when it comes to some things. So you get an oil change, what is it, every 3,000 miles?
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to, okay? So she was overdue, and she was going to drive up to South Carolina for a girls' weekend, but she didn't want, and it was 100 miles each way, and she didn't want to drive her car because it was past due of the oil change.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't. She borrowed her mom's car for that to drive up there. So she did not take her car over the weekend to go up to South Carolina. So, Sunday night, we got her car back. I drove it into work Monday morning, had the most violent tire explosion. I've been in a few cars that have gotten flat tires.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, it's kind of like, wait, what's weird?
And you can kind of feel like the bump, and then you get over.
Or you hit something in the road, or you hit a pothole or whatever, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden it's flat, but you kind of feel it move over. This actually was like, all of a sudden, I didn't hit anything. All of a sudden, the car... jerked a little bit to the left and then shot to the right.
Ooh.
Across like into oncoming traffic, but I was on a side road,
and at the time you come to work
and
nobody's on the road.
It was 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
so there's nothing. So I straightened it out. I'm like,
did
oh,
it totally freak you
totally
out?
Totally freaked. You had that early morning adrenaline that
yeah.
you get, you know, nah. Well, I end up getting to a gas station. Like there's a gas station a block away. I pull in. I get to the radio station, and then after work, I took care of the car, took it to the tire shop, got the oil changed, and she got a couple new tires. I 100% believe that something conspired to make everything line up the way it did so that I was driving that car on an empty road at 4:30 in the morning because she drives up 400 to work. So if she had been driving it, she would have been on a highway going twice as fast or
right.
more. And it would have been rush hour.
Yeah, tons of people would have been all around her. Oh, that's so, so creepy. But really good that it ended up happening the way it did.
1,000%. So I, you know, and I tried to say, well, are you just being optimistic? Because I always like to look on the bright side of things and find the silver lining. I'm like, well, at least it happened to me and not my fiance, so I could deal with it, blah, blah, blah. But I really do. There are so many things.
Where she could have been the one driving it. And
yes.
it could have been a completely different result.
Yes.
If everything didn't line up exactly that way.
Like the universe conspired mm-hmm. for. And I would love other stories similar to this.
Like it was meant to be that this happened.
404-741-9400. Like this is so ominous, and I don't want to compare it to, but, like, you know, the movie's Final Destination?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where all these people are supposed to get on planes or get in cars or do all this stuff, but then coincidences happen and they don't
get... For some reason, they don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking for real-life stories of those. 404-741-9400. If you are convinced that the universe somehow conspired to save you or to make life different for you.
How was Callie about it?
This is the first time she's hearing about it. I mean, she knows about the flat tire and stuff, but this is the first time she's hearing about my philosophy. 404-741-9400.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Starting 84.1. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.